brought to my mind the solemn sound of Wagner's music for horns and tubas in the Ring. And the sustained low octave is of the type commonly written for second and fourth horns. Furthermore, the bass tuba is the only instrument which can articulate the melodic bass line clearly, and the two upper parts form a characteristic dialogue for first and third horns. So the passage scored itself for four horns and tuba, with the first clarinet on the obbligato sixth part in the first few bars. And what had at first sight seemed a rather insignificant passage sprang to noble life in its true brass sonority.